This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I imagine there's people listening to the show right now that have experienced themselves, or maybe a family member who has been on a waiting list for a long time to access mental health supports. And those waiting lists are long, and it's particularly heartbreaking when they're long for children who are in need of support. Well, our next guest is going to be speaking about the strain on the HSE mental health services, especially for child services. But one of the things that you might know about is that there is a barrier to recruiting some of these counsellors, that there is actually more of them that could be employed by the HSE, but there is a barrier that our next guest is going to tell us about. It's great to have with us Andy Gallagher, who's the board member of the NAPCP, which is the National Association for Professional Counselling and Psychotherapy. Okay, Andy, so a lot of people are probably identifying with one half of what I'm saying in terms of knowing about the waiting lists. What's the issue with the recruiting disciplines in the council?
Yeah, so I mean, what is happening with the HSE is for some reason, I guess best known to the HSE themselves, is that they are favouring a couple of these particular organisations. So the big one is the IACP, the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy, and also IAHIP, which stands for the Irish Association of Humanistic and Integrative Psychotherapists. And the HSE pull entirely from these two regulatory associations for the recruiting practices.
And have they given you a reason as to why they're not recruiting from the NAPCP?
Not a clear one. We've reached out on a number of occasions. We've never gotten a satisfactory explanation from them. We're not the only organisation that's treated this way. There's also the APCP, which is the Association of Professional Counsellors and Psychotherapists. And, you know, we deliver very robust requirements for the training and the accreditation of counsellors and psychotherapists. To be a fully accredited psychotherapist with NAPCP, you need to have completed 450 hours of professional practice. You also have to be level 7 qualified. You know, there are requirements around, fairly robust requirements around continuous professional development, which is absolutely comparable with these organizations that HSE are recruiting from.
And if they were to widen the net, as it were, Andy, what sort of a difference do you think it would make?
Well, look, we know that there is essentially a mental health crisis in this country. We know that there are countless people on waiting lists right now. So to be hiring less psychotherapists, surely that's going to be a bad thing. So what we really need to be doing, knowing that there are countless qualified professionals out there that aren't even being given a look in, we need to widen the net. You know, the HSE need to widen the net. And now's not a time to be hiring less trained, qualified psychotherapist. It's a time to be hiring more, and you know, this is going to be a multi-pronged approach. We also need more investment from the government into mental health services. But a very good first step is going to be widening the net, drawing from the very from the large pool of highly skilled professionals that we already have, and trying to get more people off the waiting list and getting them the care.
What are you seeing yourself, Andy, just from a counselling and psychotherapy perspective, just in your own practice and the experience that you're having in terms of especially parents contacting you seeking support for their children?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the part of the main work that I do, I work for what's called an employee assistance program, which is a company that provides counselling and psychological services to employees in various different workplaces. Now, we have limitations in what we can do. What we can provide is short-term counselling. We get a lot of calls from parents that are seeking treatment for their children, because as well as employees, we serve family members. So parents are calling us up and, you know, they might have a child who, say an adolescent who they suspect for something like ADHD, or they suspect to be on the autistic spectrum, and they're looking for an assessment. They're looking for a diagnosis. They might have a child who is suffering from an eating disorder. They might have a child who is self-harming. Not a nice thing to think about, but it's well documented that these kinds of issues amongst young people are on the rise in this day and age. And within the service that I look for, our resources are such that all we can actually do is signpost these people to other services who may or may not have the capacity to take them. So it's a really heartbreaking thing. And what you'll find is the reason these parents are coming to us is because, first port of call, they've gone to the GP, you know, they've tried to code the HSE route, and they found that they're on a waiting list for maybe 8 months, sometimes maybe longer. And, you know, I think Wendy, and I think everybody else listening, you know yourselves that when you've got a child that is at risk, that's just not good enough.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on the show today to share with us a little bit about that issue. That was Andy Gallagher. He's a board member of the NAPCP talking to us today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.